to confrontation over Cuba is pitting President Bush against farmers who might otherwise support him. This past week, the Senate voted to ease restrictions on travel to Cuba. The president says he would veto that plan, and he even wants to tighten the current travel ban. But many lawmakers who want to ease the embargo on Cuba are Republicans. They come from farm states that have been allowed to sell produce to Cuba for 2 years now. Rob Schmitz of Minnesota Public Radio reports on how this debate is affecting one Midwestern state.
A warm autumn sun illuminates the changing leaves from the bluffs surrounding Ralph Kaler's farm here in St. Charles, Minnesota. Kaler is filling a trough with water for his thirsty heifers. Heifers that he says will someday end up in Cuba. After taking part in then-Governor Jesse Ventura's trade mission to Cuba last year, Kaler has been back to Cuba twice to sell dairy cattle and animal feed. But lately, he says, doing business there is a lesson in working with paranoid, controlling bureaucrats who require loads of unnecessary paperwork at frequent stages of the deal. And he's not talking about Havana's government.
The difficult part has been, for the most part, working with our government, getting visas for the Cuban livestock inspectors and veterinarian to come up here and select the animals like every other country does. That took forever. You know, it's just fighting the politics side of doing business.
Since the partial lifting of the trade embargo in 2001, business and political interests towards Cuba were joined at the hip. Each month, delegations of governors, members of Congress, and U.S. companies made trips to the communist country. Ralph Kaler went too, originally as part of last year's U.S. Food and Agribusiness Exhibition, an event that garnered $92 million in sales for U.S. businesses. In his Minnesota kitchen, he proudly displays a New Year's card signed Fidel Castro. But all this could come to a halt. Last spring, Castro's government locked up more than 70 political dissidents and executed three Cubans who were trying to escape the country. The crackdown spurred the Bush administration to clamp down on travel to Cuba, and next year's trade fair has been canceled because Washington won't grant necessary permits to the exhibitors. John Kavalik heads the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council and says the success of last year's trade show should show the administration why further restrictions are a bad idea.
Harming lawful business activity isn't the way to harm the Cuban government. What you're doing is harming the business community. And is that really your target?
Minnesota freshman Senator Norm Coleman says the target is Cuba's human rights policies. Last year, while campaigning for Senate, Coleman told voters he supported easing trade and travel restrictions on Cuba. Last month, Cuban officials warmly welcomed Coleman when he arrived for an official visit. But their mood changed after Coleman met with relatives of imprisoned poets, artists, and journalists. Castro then refused to meet with them.
I went from being, you know, a welcome guest to perhaps being unwelcome because I simply reflected the concern of folks who were languishing in jail.
Back on his Minnesota farm, Ralph Kaler says his senator is playing party politics with his newfound stance on Cuba.
I don't know. I thought it would make sense to me when you're elected in Minnesota that you'd check and see what's best for your constituents and then go with that first and then go to your national party and say, you know what, I can understand where you're going with that, but here's what my people that elected me need.
Kaler wonders why members of Congress aren't applying equal pressure on countries like China or Saudi Arabia, U.S. trading partners with troubled human rights records. Cuba trade expert Kavalik says these countries are simply too important to American business interests for the U.S. government to apply the same principles.
The government of China made it very clear to U.S. companies, you support us, or we may have difficulty dealing with you. And that resonates with U.S. company executives. In the case of Cuba, it simply isn't as important economically yet.
Kavalik says Cuba's proximity to the United States and its enthusiasm for American products give the country the potential to be an important trading partner. That is, he says, if politics can ever clear the way. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in St. Charles, Minnesota.